Okay. So in the absence of officers of this committee as chair of the board, I will call the first meeting of the Audit, Compliance, and Governance Committee to order at 12:05. We have, as members of the board, myself and Jeff Beckham. Any other members of the board present at this time? Okay, we do expect that we'll have a full complement of the committee by our next meeting, and we'll talk about more organizational stuff at that time. Andrew, are there any members of the public for public participation?
No, there are not.
Okay, so for the third item on the agenda, committee function, responsibility, and areas of cognizance, I'm just going to briefly read the section of our revised bylaws, which created the standing committee, to remind us all the roles of it, its principal functions, responsibilities, and areas of cognizance of the Audit, Compliance, and Governance Committee shall be as follows. One, meet with external auditors to review annual audit report and make recommendations to the board with respect to the approval of the audit report. Two, review the audit and compliance findings of the auditor of public accounts and the authority's independent auditor and oversee management's plans and implementation actions to address such findings. Three, review timeliness and sufficiency of statutorily required reports. Four, make a recommendation to the board of selection of the audit authority's ethics liaison and ethics compliance officer and review and ensure adequacy of board members and employee education and training on ethics and related legal requirements, including those related to employees and board members following their termination of their service within the authority. Five, review and make recommendations to the board regarding all governance and administrative matters affecting the authority, including but not limited to corporate governance policies, committee structure, membership, management qualifications and evaluation, approval of required policies and procedures, and board and committee self-evaluations. Six, oversee authority's legal compliance program, including but not limited to compliance with state contracting, conflict of interest, and ethics requirements. And seven, review other matters that may from time to time be assigned by the board to this committee. So I think, you know, in terms of the near term, the things that are kind of most timely are obviously dealing with our audit of the fiscal 20, which we expect to be before this committee at its next meeting. Dealing with kind of new board member, we're expecting a new board member soon who's going through the legislative approval process, appointment process, and so making sure that they are, you know, given all the various policies and procedures to get up to speed on and making sure that they get the necessary training, particularly ethics, and then making sure that we are up to our cadence on our annual training of the full board by either organizing that for the board or sending out a link so that they can self-perform. I think those are the kind of major things that I expect that would be before us at our next meeting. I don't know, Jeff, anything you want to add or discuss related to that?
I can't think of anything at the moment. As you know, as we discussed in the Finance Committee this morning, we're coming to the, well, we completed one phase of OPM's oversight of the authority, and we're going to move, we expect, into a new, narrower phase that will be completed this spring. We may be discussing that at the next meeting, I guess, of this committee. I did do a summary report, which I think I sent to you guys, that could be made available to the auditors as a report of what we've been doing the last year and a half. Beyond that, I'm not sure, other than letting this audit group finish their work, that our committee has before it at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Great. All right. With that, then we can move on to our next item, audit update. John or Veronica, do you want to introduce the auditors? And
sure. So today we have with us Melissa Ferrucci of Cohn-Reznick. Cohn-Reznick, as you may recall, was the audit company that we selected through our auditor selection process a couple months ago. And they've been diligently working on our FY20 audit. And I just wanted to introduce Melissa to the group, and she's going to give a very brief update on where they are, understanding that the draft audit will be before the committee next month sometime. Melissa?
Yes, thank you. Thanks, John, and thank you all for having me today. As John said, I'm the partner on the audit for the Port Authority and the government practice leader for our Connecticut offices. And in terms of the audit, this being our first year auditing the authority, the audit has gone very well. We are ready to issue this week a draft to management for their review, and then we will get their feedback on the audit as well as the management letter. And then once we have a final draft, management will distribute that to this committee in advance of the next meeting. So if as soon as you know the date for the next meeting, we'll make sure that you have the draft with enough time to review, and would be more than happy to present that draft at the next meeting if needed. So again, I'd also just like to tell this committee that we've received full cooperation from management, have received all information and requests, and greatly appreciate their efforts, and all in all, again, it's the process has gone well, being our first year. I think we were hoping to have the draft ready for this meeting, but again, given it being our first year, we did need a little bit more time. So we will be happy to present next month.
That's terrific. Thank you very much. Any questions for me while you're here?
My only question would just be timing, like, when we should be scheduling that meeting, if it's, you know, literally a month out, or, you know, if it could be sooner or you want it to be later, you know, what gives you the time that you need to get to where we need to be for that meeting?
Sure. So in terms of our timing, again, this week we'll present to management. I would say give them a week. And again, John, feel free to jump in and give your perspective, but I think if they have a good week to review, I would say 3 weeks from now, and then we'd want to get it to you with, again, some days ahead of time so that you all can review. So I would say the earliest 3 weeks from now, which would put us at, I don't have a calendar in front of me, but maybe the first week of April, second week of April, around there. John, does that seem reasonable?
Yeah, I mean, I think we should probably plan for a month out just to make sure that everybody's had a chance to review it. So that would be, you know, mid-April.
Sure.
Okay, sounds good. Jeff, did you have any comments or questions?
No, that all sounds good to me.
Super. Thanks, Melissa.
Okay, great. And I'll jump off now unless you need anything further from me.
Nope, sounds good.
Okay, excellent. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll talk. Okay, bye.
Okay. Next item on the agenda is old business, which we obviously can't have since we are meeting for the first time. I do not have any new business. Jeff, do you have any new business?
I do not.
Great. Andrew, is there anyone on the public line?
There is not.
Fantastic. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I will move to adjourn.
I'll second, and the meeting is adjourned at 12:14. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.